Welcome to the podcast for Freedom Ministries International, a place where you can find out about and stay informed on what is happening around the world with FMI and our teachings.
Welcome. It's such an honor tonight to share with you some words at Her Hands as you gather, and I am privileged to lead Her Hands, and I know that God truly adores His children, and particularly those that are in need. And He needs us to hold hands together, to love them, to be His embrace. And tonight I want to encourage you with just a short little message, and I want to talk to you about adoration, and particularly the beautiful discipleship story of Mary of Bethany, who poured out all of her perfume on the feet of Jesus. And I believe that Her Hands is able to do this with our offering. As we give to the needy, as we give to the kingdom of God, what we are doing is actually pouring out our adoration upon the feet of Jesus Christ. And the story is in John chapter 12, verses 1 to 11. And there are three accounts actually where Mary of Bethany is mentioned, in Matthew 26, verses 6 to 13, and in Mark 14 as well, verses 3 to 9. This Mary is not to be confused with the unnamed woman, the prostitute, that's mentioned in Luke chapter 7. Now, Jesus knew that the religious leaders really had decided to kill him. They had put an assassination order on Christ, and they had been rejected by the nation. And it was just before the Passover, about 1 week before the crucifixion of Christ. And Jesus goes back to his favorite place, Bethany. It was a place of rest. And he knew that his time had come, and it was the final stages of his time on earth. And he went deliberately to this place because it was a place of comfort for him. And Mary of Bethany was there with her anointing oil. So the story unfolds. We see a worshiper, we see a worker, and we see a witness, three people in this story. Martha is very busy. And sometimes we as women can be very busy. We become so busy even with our families, with ministry, that we don't take the time to be at the feet of Jesus, but rather work, 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 work. And I've been there many times where that has actually been more about doing than actually being with Christ. We see Lazarus in this story. He's at the table. He's a witness to what Mary is doing, and he's a witness to what Martha is doing as well. And the most important person we see here is Mary. Mary is actually positioned at the feet of Jesus as a worshiper. And did you know that the oil that Mary used was called spikenard? And this was a very special oil. It was native to India's eastern Himalayas, up high in the mountains, growing from 10,000 to 16,000 feet high. That's about 3,000 to 5,000 meters high. So the very best spikenard was imported from India, and it would be sealed in these alabaster containers. And what did it smell like? Well, ladies, it smelled like a very rich, musky fragrance. It was sweet and it was earthy, and it was very expensive. In fact, we know that it cost a year's wages, the amount that was actually poured on the feet of Jesus. And it took an extensive work to extract and process this oil from the actual plant. So then it was imported, and that was taken on caravan routes leading many, many miles from the west. And eventually it made its way to the Mediterranean. And in verse 5, Judas calculates the value, and he says it's worth 300 denarii, which was the wage at the time of Jesus was about one denarius per day. So this was nearly 1 year's wage. And this perfume might have been worth maybe $50,000, $65,000, millions of vatu. And it was the same oil that was often used with the prophets and the priests and the kings in the Old Testament. So this story, I think, is one of the most beautiful stories and most beautiful examples of total adoration. Because as women, we need to adore Jesus more than we adore anything else. We adore him. He is the one that we live for. He's our breath. He's our reason to live. He is our life. And Jesus, the greatest teacher in the world, is sitting right before Mary. And she has the privilege to sit at his feet and listen to him. Listen to what he has to say. And she doesn't come to take anything or ask anything from him. She just comes to love on him, to fully immerse herself in him and in her love for him. Isn't that a beautiful image? Do you come to Jesus, ladies? Friends, do you come to Jesus not wanting anything from him, but just simply to adore him, to pour out your heart's adoration upon him? This is what Jesus needed at this time. In fact, it was this act where she's now immersed in this moment of adoration, pouring out her love from that alabaster box, alabaster jug. Because what that did was touch the heart and soul of Christ. It anointed him, it cleansed him from the hatred, from the religious and political people that were surrounding him, from the rejection he'd received from the nation of Israel, from those that were plotting to assassinate him. They wanted him dead, but all she wants to do is bow down and adore him. She makes her stand with that act of love and adoration. She makes her stand of total commitment that she can be counted to be with Christ no matter what. She suffers the loss of all things, and she doesn't care about the faces or the opinions of the men and women around her. Because it was very, very hard for a woman to come in the presence of a rabbi. In fact, it was illegal for a woman to come in the presence of a rabbi. But here she is, this bold, powerful woman, just like you. Bold and powerful. Because a woman who is in love with Jesus will not bow to anything else. She will be bold and she will have courage and she will push her way through to get to the feet of Jesus. She'll push her way through to do whatever is needed, whatever is necessary to worship Jesus. And I see our giving as a bold act of courage. It pushes past all the other needs, all the other demands of our life. And we bow to Jesus and not to the world and not to the spirit of mammon when we give, when we pour out an extravagant gift, when we give out of our own resources, from our own desire to worship God. It's a beautiful thing. She counted the cost. She faced everybody in there. She entered the room full of men. She undid her hair, which was something a Jewish woman would never do in public. She exposes herself. She's vulnerable. She doesn't care. And she weeps and adores Jesus at his feet. She doesn't really have any concept of anything else around her. Her eyes are fixed on him. And that is a beautiful position to be. She's captivated by Jesus, totally captivated by his presence and his beauty. And ladies, we need to be women that stand out in this world that are captivated by Christ, captivated by Jesus himself, that we can pour out our oil, the heart adoration that is deep within us, that comes, some of the deepest adoration that can come out of us comes from our suffering. It comes from the deepest parts of our pain, of our loss. Some of us have suffered so much, but yet through that we can worship God in a way that we could never possibly reach that height of adoration if it had not been for the supreme suffering. She's blinded by love. And we are women that are blinded by love. What are we blinded by? We're blinded by the image of Christ. And I love this story. And Christ makes sure that she's remembered. She's remembered in the Bible as the woman who anointed Christ before his cross. What a lesson we can learn. We can learn that she gave her all. And when we give, we need to give our all. Don't hold back a measure of your love. Don't hold back a measure of what you No, God is telling you to give. Give to him everything because he is everything to you. She was amongst the disciples. She was amongst the committed ones. They needed to learn also the importance of this lesson on selflessness. And God used this beautiful woman, Mary, to show them, hey, present yourself as a living sacrifice. This is reasonable worship, to lay down your life, lay down yourself at the feet of Jesus because of love. So that's one lesson. She gave her all. Number two, she didn't come to receive or take anything. Remember, when we come in her hands, we're not coming to take anything. We're coming to give. We do not expect to take anything from the fellowship or even the joy of being together. What we will be blessed because we gather, but we're not coming to get, we're coming to give. We are creating an atmosphere. We are gathering to give. This is a ministry of compassion and generosity to give to the needs of God's most purest needy. So, you know, sometimes we think, well, what's my ministry place? What's my title? Nothing is higher than loving Christ. Nothing is greater in ministry life than to lay down your life, to not even think about yourself, but to come giving all you have, simply because it is all about him. Don't need to be anything, don't need to get anything. You just simply come to give to him. And lastly, number three, this woman, she made Jesus Lord. Jesus says, why do you call me Lord, but you don't do what I say? A disciple lives by the words of Jesus, to do what he says, to keep his words, to protect those words, because they are everything. And if Jesus is the Lord of our life, we want to do all that we can for him. We want to keep him and his words at the utmost on the forefront of our minds. And not only do we want to keep the words, we want to hear his words. We want to memorize his beautiful words, all the red letter words of Jesus, and we want to keep those words so that we will hear him speak to us and understand him. Eric Gilmore says, you cannot get pregnant without intimacy. Holding hands or knowing about a person does not get you pregnant. You cannot bear a child without true intercourse. And Jesus meets us in true intimacy and intercourse. He unclothes his majesty so we can see him face to face, unveiled, mesmerized by his beauty. And it's possible to be his disciple, close to him, but yet not intimate. Ladies, we need to be not workers like Martha. There will be times to work, but we work from a position of intimacy. There's times to be a witness, but the greatest witness we can be is to have been with Jesus in union and communion with him, and then his glory will shine out of us. Thank you tonight for listening. I hope you've been blessed. I hope you've been encouraged. I love you in the name of Jesus, and I thank you on behalf of the Lord himself and Pastor Peter. Thank you for your generosity and your continued faith in helping those who need it most.
Thanks for joining us today. You can find more of our resources on our website at freedomministriesint.org. That's freedomministriesint.org. Please subscribe to see more episodes, and we look forward to seeing you next time.